This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media on this 10th day of November 2015. Don Day joins us from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Let's start with the weather forecast for right here in the Midwest, and maybe you can follow the storm path that we should see sometime tomorrow, I think. Fall is one of those times of year where sometimes we do get severe weather.
Well, it is something to watch. We have a very intense low-pressure system that's going to be forming near Goodland, Kansas by tomorrow morning. And out ahead of the system is going to be a fairly warm air mass, a moist air mass, but behind the system, a lot of cold air. So we do have a setup for where we could have some severe weather tomorrow. On the front side of the storm, on the warm sector, we could see some severe weather across portions of eastern Nebraska, portions of Iowa, portions of Missouri as that system moves in, while on the backside of the system, they have blizzard warnings in effect for blowing snow, sharply colder temperatures, and winds to 60 miles an hour for portions of northeast Colorado and northwest Kansas with this system. So it is going to cause a lot of weather, so we do need to watch out for severe weather, then cold temperatures on the backside.
No, I'm glad I'm headed to Kansas City tomorrow, and we'll be there through Saturday then. It sounds like I should. Maybe it might snow and blow and all kinds of rain and thunder along the way. Hopefully we'll have a nice, safe trip. Hey, tell me about South America and what you see there. Some warmer climes and maybe some better conditions.
Well, when we take a look at South America, we have seen over the last couple of weeks a weather pattern that has been more wet and has brought some beneficial rains, especially to some of the key growing areas of Brazil. And what we're seeing in this next week to 10 days is a pretty decent pattern. They're going to continue to have some opportunities for precipitation. No one looks too dry. No one looks too wet in temperatures. Are going to be slightly a little bit warmer than normal in both Argentina and Brazil. So really optimal conditions for those folks.
Hey, thanks, Don. Don Day is with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. You may listen to it again on our website at willag.org. Tomorrow, I'll be traveling to Kansas City, Missouri during the day for the National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention. Join you on Thursday and Friday from there, including Commodity Week recorded live on the NAFB floor. That with Arlen Suderman, with F.C. Stone, and Matt Bennett and Mike Zuzulo. They'll all be in Kansas City with me. Should be a great Commodity Week program. Tomorrow, the programs during the day will be pre-recorded. Actually, I've already done them, so you'll be able to listen to those. I'll be, again, traveling towards Kansas City during the day tomorrow. One other item, if you haven't yet, and I'm really hoping that you'll do this right now, because if you're planning to go to the Farm Assets Conference, you need to pick up a ticket today, tomorrow, sometime in the next few days. It's just $30. You can call 800-898-1065. That's 800-898-1065. Really need to know how many of you are going to be there. Buy the tickets earlier rather than later. It'll make things easier for me, less stressful, I suppose, more than anything else. Also make it easier for the folks at the hotel, because we're going to feed you and we have parking for you, but we kind of need to know how many of you are going to be there. So don't wait. Do it right now. 800-898-1065. FarmAssetsConference.com.